to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
John's third letter is addressed to a disciple named Gaius. His customary greeting has become quite controversial. Some have taken John's greeting as a guarantee of wealth and health. But God is not obligated to pad the believer's pockets or to ward off every disease. It was the same John who told us to love not the world. In Revelation, he exposes the materialism of the Laodiceans and describes the fall of the world's commercial center. John isn't teaching us that we can grab what we blab. He's simply wishing a brother well. Nothing excites the heart of a pastor more than to hear that his flock is being faithful to the truth. 2 John teaches us to avoid inadvertently helping our adversaries, while 3 John encourages us to help those who are spreading the truth. The true prophet never solicits a sinner for support. The funds he receives should come from the faithful. The saints should supply his sustenance. Send a missionary and you share in his work. Demetrius sought to be a servant. Diotrephes thought he was a king. One was a blessing to the body, the other a blight. It's tragic when the pastor turns oppressor, when he thinks it's his duty to run people's lives. Manipulation replaces ministry, and his ego becomes inflated. A man who loves the limelight has lost sight of God.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.